from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome into our spotlight from South Riding, Virginia, Dawn Avery. She is a performer, composer, and professor of music. Her latest album is out, entitled Be Loved, and is doing well in the charts. She'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Oh yeah, let's get it going. Here's something from that new album. Here is Circling Beloved.
For me and me for you. Call off the search, already found. Waiting this lifetime for you.
Music from Dawn Avery off her new album, Beloved, Circling Beloved. She'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, over to Las Vegas, Sean Dene. This is Should I? I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Far you are from me. Grandmother walks, grandmother prays, grandmother cries a tear on the grave for her Salish daughter, half Kootenai, in the land where the sun rises high. And the bitter root blooms as the elder cries, the eagle flies her prayer up high, a tear for a daughter who should not die. She's a mother, a sister, someone's wife. Her hands were tied, her spirit broke, strangled at the hands of a stranger's rope. They found her body 3 states away, in the corner of a cornfield. There she lay. She was just here a short time ago, but where she went they did not know. But somebody knows, somebody knows, she's gone missing, and somebody knows why her red blood runs cold. And she's murdered and missing in a land called home. Somebody knows, she's gone missing, and somebody knows why her red blood runs cold. And she's murdered and missing in a land called home. Grandmother walks, grandmother prays, grandmother cries, a tear on the grave.
That's music from Linda McKenzie, Missing. I'm Larry Kay. All right, here's Bamba Estero, Deja. Quick mention, you want to ever get a hold of us, you can text us right now at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837. Hook us up.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is growing. We are now a nonprofit 501c3, dedicated to bringing you not only musicians, but artists and entertainers from around the Western Hemisphere. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusic.com to see how you too can be a part of this exciting venture. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Do you produce learning videos for our Indigenous families? Please share them with the rest of us on our Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. Together, we will build a site to showcase and demonstrate our family traditions. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit and subscribe today.
Oh yeah, visit us. We got lots of videos over there. I think we're up to about 700. That's on our YouTube channel, the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit us.
So smooth, I could take you to the tropics where it's all nice. You know, Jamaica and Barbados, paradise. And we can have such fun and sip on rum all night. And did I mention flying first class for the flight? I wanna take you places.
Isis Rain off the Redemption album, Places. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us all over the web. We're on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud. And always visit us on our music page, indigenousmusic.com. All right, Campo, Cumbio. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. That's music from Elastic Bond, and that's Honey Bun. They're from Miami. Hey, coming up next week, Ayatsi. And following, Joy Harjo. And then our 15-year anniversary special show with Tracy Bone and Myron Pawasset. Go back into time, play your first interviews. All right, here we go. Chase Martin, this is Hands. We are Indigenous in music. From Chase Martin off his new album, Rainbow World. That's Hands. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Dawn Avery, will be in our spotlight, talking about her new album, Be Loved. We'll be right back. Can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry K. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from South Riding, Virginia. Dawn Avery is in the house. She is a performer, composer, and professor of music. Her latest album is entitled Be Loved and is doing well in the charts. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Dawn Avery. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, pleasure. I love your music.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lucky. Aren't I? I'm lucky to get to do this for a living.
I know. I went and checked out your bio. You've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. My dad, who is the Mohawk side of me, is a jazz drummer. So I had music in my life from the very beginning. The story goes that I used to fall asleep on his drum set while he was playing.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Don, it's a pleasure to have you on, and it's your first visit, so why don't we start with an introduction, and then we can talk about your album and then your plans for us for the coming year. So go right ahead. Take it away.
So the new album, Beloved, is actually based on a lot of Sufi themes, and I use some of, you know, my own indigenous worldview with that and mm-hmm. some indigenous performers. So this one is it's more based on sacred music and sacred traditions from the Sufi world, which a lot of people don't know and which I do find some intersection. I mean, obviously they're completely different, but so some of the indigenous sounds are the percussion. I sing in Mohawk and in one song, and then there's a native flutist in one song. The song Circling in particular, I usually have a native eagle dancer and hoop dancer perform with me, and that's that image of circling. And then from the Sufi tradition, it's the whirling dervishes, and sometimes I've actually had them perform together. It's quite spectacular because it sort of elevates the music to another place.
Mm-hmm.
And then a videographer created a lot of multimedia videos based on native themes to go with this show, which was really nice too.
Fun project.
Yeah, it really has been. It's very, it feels very deep spiritually, so it was important to me. The whole thing sort of felt like a prayer in a way.
Sure. Now, who's on your team?
Larry Mitchell's a producer, and he plays guitar, and we've done, I think, about 7, maybe even more albums together.
Right on.
So 50 Shades of Red, which was an album of love songs, all based on metaphors from the Haudenosaunee or Iroquois tradition. We did Our Fire, my first record where I really incorporated the Mohawk language a lot. It's all about Mohawk stories and worldviews from the Haudenosaunee. We did Rapidly Approaching Ecstasy, which is a meditation CD, again, from different cultures. The first song on that has to do with Mother Earth.
Mm.
So and a few more albums. We've done a lot of projects together.
Right.
I think the latest one that we did was Ajijoc on Turtle Island, which was a show, an environmental indigenous show with an almost all indigenous cast.
Wow.
And that was produced by Heather Henson of the Jim Henson Legacy.
Wow.
And
nice.
It was even on at the New Victory Theater in on Broadway for 2 weeks. So that was exciting. And that used a native traditional drummer writing contemporary drum songs in the traditional style. And then Larry and I did the native down tempo.
Wow.
So yeah, we've had a nice creative collaboration, Larry and I, and I'm fortunate to do lots of different kinds of music.
Sure. Now, tell us about your project, Native Composers Project.
The Native Composers Project started out at Six Nations with Jan Longboat, an elder who I've worked with for years, who did amazing work with the women across Ontario with reacculturation and healing to bring back culture. So one of the projects that she helped me develop was to bring mostly young singers, songwriters, and composers together.
Right.
They would write a short piece in any style they wanted using the language. Most of them spoke Mohawk. A few of them spoke other languages. And then we took those and produced them into a pop tune. We did a traditional chant version, and a pop tune, and then a string quartet version of
that. Wow,
cool. And that was pretty exciting. Yeah. So I still, at the college I'm at now, Montgomery College in Maryland, I run a world music program there.
Right on.
And I've used that in this program, because it's near D.C., there are 171 different nationalities. So I've gotten to use that project with people from different cultures. So when we have, I always love working with the native students because mm-hmm. of the language and my own traditions. But I've had some Tibetan students. I've had many students
from all over
in Africa. So they all have written in that way too, which is exciting.
Good deal. Don, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
My website probably is the best, donavery.com. And I I'm always happy to write back to people.
Good deal.
They email me.
Don is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and find out all about Don and her new album. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Don Avery. Her new album is out, and you can hear it and find out all about her on her homepage at donavery.com. Don, we're happy to have you on the show and find out all about you and your new album. Keep us updated on new developments, and we'll spread the word for you.
Thank you. Sig and Nyala.
Nyala
is thank you, and
Sig is
hello.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you a track from her new album, Beloved. Here is Lover Beloved.
Lost and won't be found. Catch me flying on the ground. Without maps to guide through pain. Let's go spin through the rain. In this race, no winner here. Running stronger with you near. Pushing through, I knew we could. On the path where all is good. Coming out from a dark night. Stepping out into the light. Moving with you inside of me. Never be love and set me free. So I'm going to leave. No rules to guide or paths to see. Meet you in a wide embrace. I see you face to face.
Love, love.
That was music from Don Avery, and that was Lover Beloved. In case you're just tuning in, Don was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music. Music.
Midnight is a horn player, warmed up tight for the last set. One AM is a drummer who knows how to lay it sweet. 2 AM is a guitar player who is down on his luck. 3 AM is a bass player walking the floor crazy for you. 5 AM is kept for the birds. 6 AM is the cleaning crew smoking cigarettes while they wait for the door to open. 7 AM, we're having breakfast at the diner that never closes. AM, and we shut it down though the clock keeps running all through the town.
Music from Joy Harchel. That was Midnight is a Horn Player. She's going to be in our spotlight in a couple weeks. All right, Leah Shenandoah, Love and Permanence. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Loving impermanence. suéltalo. La Dame Blanche.
Mamita la costurera, no hay Dios que pueda pararla. Desde que el gallo levanta, ella remanga la manga. Tiene doblada la espalda, la postura cotidiana. Y aunque le duela, se calla, le cose toda la
music from La Dame Blanche. I'm Larry Kay. Quick mention, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're all over the internet. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And don't forget, you can always find us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Did you know Indigenous and Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous and Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousandmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. And you can also call us at the Two Buffalo Studios Talking Text Line at 936-NATIVES. That's 936-628-4837. And a quick mention, coming up next week, our guest is going to be Eadse, followed by, in 2 weeks, Joy Harjo. And in 3 weeks, our 15th anniversary, featuring Myron Powassett of the Smoky Town Singers and Tracy Bone. That's going to be our 15th anniversary in 3 weeks. Now that's what I'm talking about. 15 years. Holy moly. All right. Indian City. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Dark secrets, darker lies, fading heartbeat, fading cries, started sinking like a stone, going down, not
another day passes by. I could see them, my love. I could see them, my blood rising through the flood.
Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of our show, you can always find us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.